Live and Lansing, Jack Ebling is on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back to Ebling and You on Monday, November the 22nd, 2010. This is guest host Gene Carolan filling in for Jack, who is in Maui, Hawaii. And joining me in this segment is our producer, Scott Eckersley. Hey, Scott, welcome. Of course, you've been on the show.
I've been here. People just didn't realize it yet.
Yeah, they don't really know how this works, Scott. I mean, without you, this doesn't work very well.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, it's that's easy to say. That's true. And just as a little bit of background, my daughter, Kate, many years ago, had Scott's job and worked with both Jack and Chris Holman during those days. So this has given me some new appreciation for how hard she worked. So Jack is in Maui, Hawaii. That's how come he didn't take you?
Well, I don't know. That's a good question.
Because
he's out there with his son Zach, which is great. I know that was back. I know Jack's been talking about wanting to take a trip. He went to Beijing to visit with him back in the spring, and they were talking about trying to get together around Thanksgiving. And they tried to do something last year, come in. They wanted to go down to Texas when Michigan State basketball was playing. Then they went to Vegas instead. So I think they kind of plan a trip every year, and it just so happened that Michigan State's back at the Maui Invitational this year. And, I mean, who can blame anybody for wanting to go out to this?
Oh, my goodness. Well, and I know that Zach is just quite the entrepreneur. We've been talking about economic development, entrepreneurship, financial literacy this evening. And Zach is a young man who really walks the walk. He learned to speak Chinese and has been in China now for the last 3 or 4 years and has created a number of companies in China taking advantage of the vast opportunities that there are in China.
He is definitely a go-getter. Everything I've heard, well, everything he does, I mean, anytime he comes back on the show and I talk to him, he's always just doing so many fantastic things. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it really is, especially for such a young fellow. But at any rate, Jack Ebling left Lansing and went out to Maui, and then Zach Ebling left, we think, Beijing, and traveled over to Maui. And so you think they'll be watching this basketball game tonight?
Yeah, I think that might be the main focus that they went over for. I know Jack is covering it. He'd be upset if I didn't mention he'll have updates on SpartanTailgate.com later on after the game. I'm pretty sure he's out there for that. So he's actually working. That's the way I say it. Whenever I go to games, I'm working. And people ask, like, "Oh, are you in the press?" Sure, I'm working, covering the game. It's the best kind of work you can have.
And for people who don't know or don't remember, Jack Ebling was a world-renowned writer, sports writer for the Lansing State Journal. Has written books on the Detroit Tigers. Is an absolute fantastic Spartan fan, and so I know he'll cover this event tremendously well. But Scott, tell us a little bit about when people look at the paper or turn on tonight's game, which I think is at 9:30 p.m. What in the heck is Chaminade?
Well, it's funny because you came in and you said that you wanted to talk about it because I said, you know, my specialty is more sports. And you said, okay, great. The Chaminade, I looked it up on the internet. Now, most people have to do that.
Yeah.
I even did that early because people just remember one of the biggest upsets. They beat Virginia back in the day. That's kind of how it all started. Ralph Sampson, they beat him. That's where Chaminade became famous because it's a very small school, Division II school, and they're always in this tournament. And people, you see UConn. You see right now Kentucky and Oklahoma are playing. You see big-time schools like Michigan State going out there. And they play Chaminade.
They play Chaminade tonight.
They're the host of the tournament, so they get the free buy into it.
And as a little bit of a bio, I saw that Chaminade is a private Catholic Marianist college in Honolulu, and their website says they offer a rich educational environment with a dedicated, involved faculty, small class sizes, and a safe, beautiful campus. And that is an understatement.
I was going to say, really, the brochure should just be the pictures that you can take from the campus.
Yeah. Now, I have not seen any point spread on tonight's game. Have you?
No, I haven't. I can't imagine. I know Joe Rex wrote of the Lansing State Journal. I was looking. Yeah. He has just his prediction of Michigan State winning by, I think, 21.
Okay. Well, it's first off, it's great that a team like MSU, I think, rated number 2 in the country, and everyone's looking so forward to a fantastic 2010-2011 season. It's great that that Tom Izzo, one of the icons of mid-Michigan, is able to take his team out on a little bit of a holiday vacation, but with some work involved, right?
Yeah, that's the other important thing. It's really nice to be able to take the team out there, but you do get to play. Okay, Chaminade, this is kind of a warm-up game.
Yeah.
Really, it's a no-win situation in a sense when you play a small school like that, because if you lose, that's the headline. Oh my gosh, you lost to Chaminade.
Yes.
If you win, you're supposed to win.
Yeah.
But then you look, they will play UConn, who is a pretty good team. Not as good as what they have been in the last few years.
Yeah.
But then Kentucky is another top 15 ranked team.
Well, it
was
just a couple of years ago, UConn won won it all, didn't they?
Oh, they've been very good. They had a down year last year, and this year they're kind of
rebuilding a little.
Somewhat, yeah. Mm-hmm. But there's always very, very high caliber teams, so it's a great test. You have all these preseason tournaments. You have the coaches. You have the Classic up in Madison Square Garden in New York.
Yeah.
You have the O'Reilly Auto Care. You have the Maui. You have there's one in Alaska there has been in the past, where it's just great experience for the tournament later on, the big tournament.
Yeah. Well, this really sets the stage for Spartan round ball for the season, and of course our people look forward to it. We hope this first game is an easy one for them. You know, I was kind of not upset, but it was interesting. Tom Izzo didn't bring Derek Nix with him.
Yeah, and I guess from what I've heard, it came out Thursday night. It was more of a joint decision.
Okay.
Derek's got some personal things he has to work out. He's not sure where the team's going to fit into his future, I think
I
is
see.
The best way to put it, the main thing that's happening there. So he's taking this time away from the team right now and just kind of figuring everything out, which is important.
Well, it is. And one of the great things about Tom Izzo, he has got a development skill second to none in terms of his ability to develop and bring the best out of young people. So, you know, that pretty much concludes our Monday, November the 22nd, 2010. I want to thank all of our listeners and good night. Have a great holiday. And I also want to thank all of our guests, Chuck Maniacci, Cindy Kangas, Rob Fowler, Ken Glickman, Lothar Konietzko. What a great evening we had with all of them. I just we talked a little bit about economic development, the future of our young people. Things are a little bit different now than they've been in the past, but that doesn't make them right. It doesn't make them wrong. It just means we have to work a little bit harder. With that, have a wonderful holiday season, everyone, and good luck to Jack and MSU basketball.